When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
I'm AJ Hoffman with the sports betting headlines for Friday. Golden State Warriors win the West, advance to the finals for the sixth time in the last eight seasons. How impressive is this? We're going to put it into perspective. In the Eastern Conference, the Celtics have an 80% chance tonight to clinch their first Eastern Conference championship since 2010. 8-point favorites, but money coming in on the Miami Heat. We'll discuss why that is happening. Here comes a full hour of the Vegas Truth covering all that and more.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Outta Vegas. With the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted.
I doubt the future. I doubt the future.
From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
Not quite RJ Bell. I am AJ Hoffman. I'm in for RJ today, live in Las Vegas, live on a Friday, and live on 225 FSR stations across the great, great nation. And he is the only two-time winner of the Westgate Super Contest, Mr. Steve Fezzik. How are you, Steve?
Happy Memorial Day weekend, AJ.
Yes. Yeah, our last show until Tuesday. You're going to have to make do without us. But obviously a lot to discuss today. Let's not waste any time. Let's get into what we saw last night, where the Golden State Warriors made a statement. Once again, if you bet these the biggest lead props over 17.5, again, no sweat. Shocker, another quasi blowout in the NBA playoffs as the Warriors win 120 to 110, covering the spread, handling business, and they move on to the NBA Finals. And really what I want to get into the postmortem of Dallas, but I also want to take a minute, and I know if RJ were here, he would give me grief over this. I want to admire what the Warriors have accomplished here, because you can make a really good argument that this Warriors dynasty should have already been long since gone. And it's wild to see the roller coaster of what they've been. And if you go back to sort of the start of this, and the start of this is when, let's face it, when Steph Curry showed up. And that year, well, back in 2012, they were 150-1 to win the title preseason. Long shot. Went to the second round. Good season. Mm-hmm. Good season. The next year, people saw some things. I saw some. I fell in love with that team. And they were 25-1 all of a sudden. Lose in the first round. In comes Mr. Kerr. 28-1. Win the title. Now people have said, okay, this thing's the real deal. 2015, they're 5-1. They're the runners-up. 2016, they're minus 130 preseason.
Well, so now they're getting to be favored against the field. And now this is a key point of demarcation.
Yes.
Because as good as the Celtics were with Larry Bird and Magic with the Lakers, and then, of course, Michael with the Bulls, none of those teams were ever favored against the field.
No. So minus 130, yep, they win the title. The odds makers were right. 2017, this guy named Kevin Durant showed up. McKenzie says he would take that 2017-18 team over in a seven-game series over any team, right, McKenzie?
No doubt about it.
Minus 190 preseason, before a game was played.
Tie up $190, and 9 months later, you get your 190 back plus 100 if Golden State wins.
Let's put that in perspective, because, McKenzie, what are the odds today with the Warriors 4 games away from winning the NBA title? What are the odds on the Warriors to win the title?
Minus 145. Bet $145 to win 100 currently on the Warriors to win the title.
So laying half as much big, but they only have to win 4 games, 4 playoff games instead of 16, and you're only tying up your money. Well, you know what? You're still tying up your money for, it seems like, 3 weeks.
Right.
The delays.
But you're not worrying about 82 games where somebody could get injured. Like,
it's a great point.
I mean,
a lot more certainty about who you're going to have on that court in June.
Yeah. And then the next, they win the championship again, and then they're minus 170 the next year.
Unprecedented numbers.
Klay Thompson blows his ACL. They lose in those playoffs in the championship. They're the runners up. And since then, 10-1, missed the playoffs. 25-1, missed the playoffs.
It's over.
It's supposed to be over. Even this year, 11-1. Most people felt like that was very square money that was backing the Warriors. And it was almost because
reputation.
Like, yeah, reputation alone. Think about this. The 2019 season, 2019-20 season, the Warriors won 15 games. They were the worst team in the NBA. That should have, and granted, they had a lot of injuries. And by the way, since that last finals appearance in 2018, I guess it was in 2019. So now the 3 seasons since then, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson have missed a combined 420 games. That's insane. These are Steph's 34, Dre and Klay are 32. This team was never supposed to get back here to this spot. The torch was supposedly passed. It was the Warriors dynasty had come and gone.
Well, the torch has been relit because they're not just back, they're favored.
Think about this. If I told you Steph and Klay, Klay when he plays this season, 30-something games, Steph when he plays, they are both going to have the worst 3-point shooting percentage of their careers. You're thinking, uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
The age has caught, father time has caught up, friends. Andrew Wiggins, a lot of people said Andrew Wiggins had the worst contract in the NBA. The Warriors traded D'Angelo Russell. How could they do this? What a mistake. The Warriors. A prominent FS1 host said, the Warriors will never be back. Never be back in the finals. How could they do this? Steph's day is done.
AJ throwing guys under the bus right before the weekend.
Instead, Andrew Wiggins becomes an all-star, the draft pick that they got thrown in for that becomes Jonathan Kuminga, who's an excellent role player right now and looks like a future key guy for them. And now there's discussion on how are we going to afford to keep Andrew Wiggins is the real question.
Not to mention my personal favorite, Looney, the analytics darling.
Man.
Just keeps getting rebound after rebound.
They found Otto Porter on the scrap heap. Otto Porter, a former top five pick. He bounced around the league, and everybody said, you know what? We've gotten the best out of Otto Porter. Otto Porter this year is playing for less money than he's ever played for in his NBA career. He's a key piece for the Warriors. Like, every decision they make has been right. The NBA draft 2019, when the Warriors, with the 28th pick in the draft, select out of Michigan shooting guard Jordan Poole.
Boo.
How could you do that? Who? Here's a quote from the CBS draft grades when that happened, the day after that draft. This doesn't make sense to me. With so many upside guys on the board, if you're Golden State, I'd want to get someone with greater upside or someone who can help me next season. I'm not sure Poole's either one of those things. Grade D. Listen.
1.0.
Here's where we're at now with the Warriors. We need to start thinking about the Warriors the same way we thought about the Popovich era Spurs, the same way we thought about the Brady Belichick Patriots. If they do it, assume it's the right thing. Assume that they are smarter than us. If you said, listen, there's a good chance that Steph, Clay, and Draymond were too old. The Warriors thought, well, we still got something in them. If they're smarter than us.
If Belichick wins the coin toss and he always defers, you know what? You don't need an analytics team to analyze everything.
Don't.
He's right.
Yes.
You, when you win the coin toss, you also should defer. If you have 4th-and-1 from your own 28 and you're facing Peyton Manning, you should go for it oftentimes.
And mind you, listen, with all these guys, at some point, do they make bad decisions? Yeah. But if you're saying the day after they make a decision that they made the wrong decision, you're a massive underdog. You are a massive underdog.
Plenty of organizations that you can give D grades to with their draft and have a great comfort when you go home, you'll be correct.
Yeah. With these Warriors, with Bob Myers, with Steve Kerr, this organization, to me, gets the benefit of the doubt. Because they knew what they were doing. Look where we're at now. And they said this years ago after they won their first title. We want to be the San Antonio Spurs. We want to be a dynasty that equals what the Spurs did. And I would argue they've probably topped it.
Oh, they've surpassed it. Because all those Spurs teams, I think for the most part, people would argue they overachieved in the playoffs. You know, it kind of feels like Golden State left one title that they should have gotten, you know, when Draymond got suspended and the like.
In the last 10 seasons of professional basketball that's been played in this country, the Golden State Warriors have been to the finals. I mean, I was going to say five. I mean, this is now six. In the last 8 years.
How many times Houston been there?
Zero.
Philly?
Zero.
How about Utah and Denver?
Zero, zero.
Nets, Clippers, Portland?
Zero, zero, zero.
From the logo for three? No?
None. Listen to this. The Warriors have now been to six in the last 10 years. Any team that does not have LeBron James on it. Toronto's been once. Miami's been once. Phoenix has been once. Milwaukee's been once. By the way, Phoenix and Milwaukee was the same year. So think about that. In the last 10 years, LeBron has 8 finals appearances. The Warriors have 6. Everyone that is not LeBron or the Warriors has 4.
Isn't this whole NBA draft supposed to give us parity?
There's no parity, friend. This is the league. And for the last 10 years, it has been dominated by two entities, and one is LeBron James, the other is the Golden State Warriors. And the truth is, when LeBron didn't make the playoffs, we probably should have penciled in that the Warriors were going to be in the finals. Because point. The odds say one of those two is getting there, if not both. As soon as the Lakers missed the playoffs, we should have said, Warriors to win the West, cash it. Mm. And here they are again in a year where no one would have been shocked. They were 11-1 this year, like I said. No one would have been shocked if the Warriors finished sixth in the West. I don't know if people would have been shocked if they would have missed the playoffs again. I mean, they'd missed it the two years prior. Yet, instead, we're here. And this looks like the Warriors are not only going to... I mean, obviously, they're good this year. They're in the freaking finals.
They cruised to the finals. The only doubt here last night... I don't know if McKenzie tweeted this or whether he texted me. I wasn't even paying attention. AJ, you and I had a bet how many threes will Dallas shoot. And, of course, McKenzie, the bearer of bad news, sends out the news. That
I said 40 at least.
There's your 100. There's your Benjamin.
Thank you. Crunchy. Thank you, Steve. The Mavs were chucking because they were out of the game.
17 out of 42, made 40% of their threes, still didn't cover. That's a theme. It's been a long time since a team lost a game but managed to cover it.
It doesn't happen.
No.
Those days are – that's over. let's talk about underdogs or losing teams covering. Let's talk about that in the NFL season, because I think it's – although I can't imagine, especially if it's the Celtics – I think the Celtics-Warriors is a fantastic finals matchup, because I think it is – it's two things. It's the old Lions versus the young Lions, and I would argue that I'll maybe put San Antonio still in a bubble out of respect, but you could argue these are the two best-run organizations in the NBA. McKenzie, am I missing anyone? I guess maybe Toronto gets a lot of respect, a lot of love, but it feels like – Golden State and Boston are elite when it comes to organization and culture. Am I wrong?
No, and the Raptors have the one championship with a free agent. I think what's notable about the Warriors and the Celtics is all their best players, the big three on each, were all drafted by the team.
That's a great distinction. In this era of trying to win with super teams, just keep drafting the right guys?
These two teams created their own.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can argue, well, when they had KD, that was unfair. That made it a super team because they brought in a superstar free agent.
And they became villains for a couple years. It's like Star Wars. The Darth Vader has, like, what was the bad guy? And that's how Golden State was for a couple years. And now there's been, like, it's like a wrestling turn. Darth Vader's the good guy.
Yeah.
All of a sudden we're seeing Steph and his kids, and it's just fun to root for this team.
It's the entire arc. He goes from Anakin to Darth Vader to now Darth Vader with his helmet off, but he means well.
Kills the Empire at the
end. He's getting old. Yeah, he's getting old, but he killed the Emperor.
You're all clear, kid. Let's blow this thing and go home.
Yeah, and the Warriors the first Warriors championship team, there. If you didn't like that team, that's because they beat your team. If you didn't have a dog in the fight, that was the most fun team to watch. I'd argue maybe in the time I've been watching basketball.
Even the KD teams, the ball sometimes got stuck in the paint too much. It didn't move as well. And really, frankly, it reinvented the NBA. We talked about the popularity of the NBA, and this is a real key point. These playoffs have stunk.
They're terrible.
There have been some close series. There haven't been any close games. All the games are blots, and yet the ratings are still fine. And one could argue is that, you know, the style of basketball that lends itself to, like you mentioned, every team winds up having a lead that's greater than 17 over the course of a game. But all these threes being shot, it's exciting. And you know what? I can't be Shaq. I mean, I could get as big, I guess, around as him, but I can't be 6'11". But you know what? Every kid growing up, they see Steph Curry, and they're like, I could do this.
I've got news for those kids. They're wrong. Steph Curry is the greatest shooter of the basketball any of us will ever see in our lifetime. Mm. I'm willing to bet whatever you want on that. And it's fun to watch again. I mean, the games haven't been close, so that's not fun. But I'm telling you, and Draymond has said this multiple times, and I believe him. And I think Andrew Wiggins is a great example of this. the players that sometimes get labeled as busts or bad players, oftentimes they're just in a bad place or a bad situation.
Who hasn't had a job where people will say, you know what, I've been a good employee, and this was just a bad fit.
It's a bad fit. And you can't – there's no way to look at the Brooklyn Nets roster coming into this season and then look at the Warriors, what they had, and say, yeah, Warriors should – they're going to be better than the Nets are going to lose in the first round. Warriors are going to be in the finals. But – the Warriors have built a culture of winning. And all these players, Draymond said it, in the 15-win season, the locker room didn't change. Mm. We still thought we were the best team. And once everything got put back together, we would be back right where we were. And I'm sure there's a lot of teams who think they're the best team. I'm sure the Lakers coming into this season thought they were the best team. I'm sure the Nets thought they were the best team. There's something to this team that has done it over and over again. And no offense to the Lakers or the Nets, but I think that those organizations are not run at the same level today. I'm not going way back with the Lakers. The Lakers have done some amazing things. Today, the decision makers, whether those decision makers are putting too much power in the hands of one player or whatever they're doing, they are not as well run as this Warriors team. And the culture of the Golden State Warriors it's raised the ship. Whatever you thought the ceiling was for these three old dudes and a cast off in Andrew Wiggins, it's better because they're all playing together. They're all playing in San Francisco. They've got this thing figured out. Until they say, we're blowing this thing up, we're resetting, we're letting Draymond walk, we're letting Steph walk, we're letting Clay walk, we're starting over, I'm not going to doubt this Warriors team. I'm not saying go out there and bet them every year to win the title, but I'm not, if you're betting that they're going to culturally fail, you're wrong. Or you're wrong most of the time. You know, can things happen? Like I said, they're three superstars, 420 games missed in the last 3 years combined. There's some things that are out of your hands. You know, there's some things that you can't control. Everything that the Warriors have been able to control, they've hit on.
And you already won your bet on the Warriors against RJ, right?
I did.
Yes.
The last longer bet with the Suns. Mm. Because, and this isn't, you know, it's easy. I guess it's past posting or hindsight or whatever. What's Chris Paul do in the playoffs every year? Every year, it's the same story. Chris Paul's story ends the same way. Steph Curry's story ends the same way.
It's not past posting if you gave it out in SOB, okay. You know, well, when you actually made the bet.
There you go. But that's the reality is Chris Paul's seasons typically end one way. Mm. Steph Curry's typically end with him holding a trophy and having a press conference with his daughter on his knee. I'm riding with that. Bill Belichick and Tom Brady usually win the Super Bowl. Betting against them, do it at your own risk.
You just made some Buffalo Bills fans very nervous.
I think Bills fans are safe from the Patriots. If they play Tom Brady in the Super Bowl, all bets are off. Trust me. All right. We are going to take our first break. When we come back, we're going to take a look at Dallas, some post-mortem, play some taps for the Mavericks. And we've got some NFL to discuss as well. Then a preview coming up tonight of Game 6 between Boston and Miami. He's Steve Fezzik. I'm AJ Hoffman. This is the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
I disagree with intervention. I disagree with protocol. If you speak out against the words, then the heaven's gonna fall.
I'm AJ Hoffman. We are straight out of Vegas. We waxed poetic about what the Warriors have done in the last segment. We did not talk much about what Dallas needs to do to take that next step. Dallas clearly has a player that is good enough to win an NBA title. I think by the time it's said and done, it's unlikely that Luka doesn't win a ring. Barring some sort of disaster. But he is an interesting case in that he is a guy who seems to, and you tell me if you think I'm wrong here, McKenzie, seems to play himself into shape every year.
No doubt. He came into the season weighing 260 pounds at 6'7".
It's not ideal that's like, especially if you've got a team with one superstar and he's playing himself into shape every
Maybe
year.
Maybe he and Zion could team up.
Him and James Harden and Zion. Now that's a three. That's a trifecta.
Cue the ice cream truck music.
Yeah. It seems like the Mavericks are one of the teams that have really tough decisions to make this offseason. Because Jalen Brunson is a second-round pick who has absolutely exceeded all expectations. Well, now you've got to make that decision. Is Jalen Brunson a guy that we're going to say, yep, we believe in it, we're going to pay you big-time money, and Jalen Brunson, you are going to be one of the big three that we create here?
Wait a minute. He's still 6'1", right?
Yes. Mm. Is They have that choice, right? They've either got up because Jalen Brunson bet on himself and he won. He exceeded what Dallas thought he was going to do this year. So Jalen Brunson's going to get paid. If they pay him, they're marrying Jalen Brunson, and I'm not sure that he's the guy they want to marry. Are the Mavericks stuck in a position, McKenzie, where they've got to either overpay for a guy who doesn't warrant it? Or do they've got to let him walk away for nothing? What's the right move for them?
I think they should let him walk away. However, I don't think they do. New York Post quoted the owner, Mark Cuban, saying that he's more likely than not going to end up keeping Brunson. But what does he bring to the table? I'll ask the question that they don't already have in Luka. They don't really need a point guard that scores when they have Luka Doncic.
Yeah, and what's the answer then? What do you go find? Or do you make a sign-in trade with Brunson? Do you find someone who wants him more than you, that has some assets that fit your team more? What's the move?
I would sign and trade him. I would look for a big. I think you'd need someone like DeAndre Ayton, someone that can score but still be on the court. I mean, that's what they didn't have against the Warriors. They didn't have a center that could be on the court outside of Maxi Kleber and a bunch of shooters. That's what they need. That's the big change I think they should make.
All right. We talked about some NFL teams that had a wide range of outcomes. And we talked about the Cleveland Browns. We talked about the Tennessee Titans mm-hmm. as another one of those teams. And today talk about some dark horse teams. And I saw an article today, five teams that could be better than you expect in 2022. So I want to give you the opinions of Mr. Jordan Dejani, who wrote this article, And I want to see if they match up with what Vegas thinks, Fez.
Do we know who Jordan's with?
CBS Sports. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give you his five teams. You tell me if you think they are poised to surprise some people this season. He starts with the Miami Dolphins.
Not poised to surprise. So flavor of the
but
month.
They got Tyreek Hill.
They got the cheetah. They got the weapons. Tua is a big question mark. I tell you what. Vegas says Miami won 9 games last year. And they're going to get worse, Vegas says. Their over-under is 8.5, and it has not budged. So no movement upwards, no optimism on the Miami Dolphins.
He's got the New Orleans Saints listed here.
I can concur with this. So we got a Saints team. Who was their best receiver last year? Callaway?
Yeah, Marquez Callaway.
Yeah.
About 700 yards.
Yeah, so Michael Thomas was missing in action. Now they got the Ohio State wide receiver. They picked 11th, Olave, pick up Landry. So you can make the case they're going to have 3 wide receivers better than their best guy last year. Jameis, who only played 7 games, went 5-2. Vegas, curiously, they're over-under and the Saints is 8.5, which so that looks negative. Wait a minute, the Saints won 9 last year. But Vegas opened at 7.5. So this is a case where Vegas said, we don't like the Saints, but the bettors with both fists are betting on the Saints, moving that number higher.
The Minnesota Vikings?
Yeah, Vikings, Vegas is high on. They only won 8 games last year. Their over-under is 9. Money's been trickling on the Vikings. The feeling is here's a team that really had a ton of injuries on defense. And Zimmer, who is a very well-respected coach, the feeling is he had worn out his welcome with Minnesota and that change will help the general attitude of the team.
But, man, it sure feels like the Vikings are one of those teams that are kind of capped by their talent. And picturing them winning double-digit games is tough for me.
Well, you can count on, you know, on Cousins to win, like, the really close ones, especially in prime time. Well, maybe not.
Maybe not. The Pittsburgh Steelers.
You know, Vegas is saying the division is just too tough in the AFC North. So Pittsburgh, somehow, as they always do, had a winning record last year.
Tomlin's never not had a winning record.
9-7-1, over-under, sitting at 7.5. Clear-cut last-place team, AFC North.
I shouldn't say he's never had a not winning season. He's never had a losing season because he did pull the 8-8. But yeah, their win total now is 7.5, but the over is plus money. So most people thinking the Steelers are going to be disappointing. Last team he mentions here, our Las Vegas Raiders, Fez.
Now it's interesting because the Vegas Golden Knights get so much irrational, exuberant support here
that they do.
Everyone's betting them to win the title each and every year. They almost won it one year, got to the finals, but you know, same with their points for the season to go over, etc. I don't see the same thing with the Raiders, where the Raiders, amazingly, they just keep going over their season win number. They're never projected to have a winning year, and that's all they do. So last year they win 10 games, and they're over under. For next year, this coming year, 8.5.
Yep.
So projected to be a 500 team. Similar to Pittsburgh, though, division schedule problems. Ooh, Chargers. Denver's going to be a good chance for a playoff team, and you got the Chiefs. It's just too tough of a division. Vegas is not high on their own Raiders that they've got stuck at 8.5 wins.
It's funny because of all these teams that we mentioned, it feels and he's not a guy that gets talked about as a top-tier quarterback. But the Raiders have the best quarterback out of that bunch. And typically, if you're looking, do I want to buy or sell a team? If they got a good quarterback, I'm more apt to buy, but I don't have an appetite for the Raiders here either.
You know, there was like an outcry for Mariota to replace Carr for a while for the Raiders.
And no.
Yeah, and clearly, you know, not only is Carr a borderline top 10 quarterback, but by all accounts, and a tremendous teammate and a glue guy for the locker room as well.
Yeah, the Raiders have gone over their win total the last 3 straight years.
Seems like every year the Raiders have a horrible point differential, but doesn't matter. They win the close games and wind up exceeding expectations.
Yeah, on average, by over a game, they've gone over. So there you go. I wanted to make sure we got some NFL talk in. We are going to preview the Eastern Conference Finals, Game 6 tonight.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific
on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio, I'm AJ Hoffman. We are straight out of Vegas. This is the fastest growing show on Fox Sports Radio. That's because of you spreading the word, telling your friends. We appreciate it. You can listen on the iHeartRadio app. Just search for Straight Out of Vegas. Here on the Strip today, 102 degrees. What's the neon up to, Fez?
The neon is playing poker, AJ. What? The World Series of Poker, which many people just know about the main event, but it actually is a series of events, runs 6 weeks. It's moving to Bally's this year. It starts Tuesday, so they're setting up shop, and I am not optimistic about this move to the Center Strip. Really crowded. I don't think the poker players are going to like the first year at the Center of the Strip. It had been originally at the Horseshoe and then at the Rio, which was off strip and I think better situated for a big poker convention. It's going to be a long wait at the valet at Bally's to get your car.
Do you think that since COVID, the numbers will be pushed down a little bit on how many people are actually playing in this thing?
Boy, you know, it's a great question. I don't think so. And here's why. I think that there's that, you know, that demand that's out there that's been waiting to just, you know, let's get back to normal.
What? I can play without a mask? I'm in.
Exactly. So I think we're going to see tremendous numbers, actually.
All right. We're going to take our last break. And when we come back, we are going to preview Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals. We've got a best bet coming. And he's Steve Fezzik. I'm AJ Hoffman. This is the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
I'm AJ Hoffman. We are straight out of Vegas. All right. The game is set. Game 6 tonight. The Celtics leading 3-2 over Miami now after winning the last two straight. We're up to 8.5-point favorites, touching 9 in some places. But money's come in on the Heat today. Looks like some money coming in on the over. Reading the tea leaves, it tells you what about Tyler Hero?
We expect Tyler Hero to play because Tyler Hero, the offense for Miami is much more effective with him in the lineup, and the defense, if anything, suffers with him on the court. So if Hero plays and shoots some threes, we expect Miami to be more competitive in a higher scoring game.
All right, McKenzie, what you just posted, not a blue check mark.
Yes, Legion Hoops on Twitter, who is usually, you know, 5 minutes before the blue check marks, says breaking Tyler Hero will miss tonight's game 6.
Ooh. So maybe the tea leaves told us wrong this time.
It'd be very interesting to see what the line does in the next 90 seconds, although I think this is good news for what's coming up, McKenzie's best bet.
Yeah, McKenzie, why don't we just go ahead and get that out of the way before we break into the rest of the game.
Yes, this makes it a slam dunk for me. I already liked it, but Tyler Hero missing does help the under. He's 4 points better on offense for the Heat, 1.5 points better on defense, so 5.5 points net. Under when he misses, but I like the first half under 103, especially. If we look at the whole history of conference finals, game sixes and sevens go under about 60% of the time. About 70% of the time in the first half, they go under by an average of 6 points just in the first half. And here's the theory why. Teams in the second half, we saw it in the Mavericks game, they'll be desperate, they'll press, they'll do whatever they need to try to get and save their season. In the first half, what do they say? We just want to be in the game. We just want a chance. They keep it very close to the vest, very conservative. That's why these unders in the first half has been the way to go. Under 103 in tonight's game six.
I endorse that because I made a square ball parlay. I'll let you be the judge of it, Fez. But I had a rough blackjack session and took the last $100 bill in my wallet and went to the sports betting counter. And I said, I like that McKenzie sent that text. He likes the under in the first half. That means, friends, I like the under in the first half. But I parlayed it with the Astros first five tonight. So Astros in the first five innings. Justin Verlander hasn't given up a first five inning run in the last five starts. So that's 25 innings of first five shutouts for Verlander. And Chris Flexen has not been flexing for the Mariners. So the parlay pays out about plus 180. What do you think of it?
I fully endorse that. So best bet for you, the parlay, you're going to play Houston first five innings, parlay to the first half, under 103. You want to cash this ticket before it gets too late in Vegas tonight.
Yeah. I was, I might have been on tilt after a rough blackjack session. So that's where my last $100 bill went.
And on this Tyler Hero, likely news like clockwork, we're seeing a little money here coming in on Boston, some 8.5s popping up, and the total of those 203s dropping down to 202.5. So I would grab that under 103 now, as quickly as you can.
I want to talk quickly about the Miami Heat, and this might be the last time we talk about the Miami Heat this season if things don't change in a hurry. If they lose this series, do we feel like the Heat have, as they're currently constructed, reached their ceiling? They got to a finals. They're. It doesn't seem like there's anything to add to this team to really make them. They've got a lot of junk salary cap situation. I mean, Duncan Robinson's a bad number at this point. So if they lose here, are we done thinking about the Heat as a possible NBA champion in this form?
I think so. We just talked about how really good organizations keep winning, but Jimmy Butler is not young anymore. And, you know, you just look at this overall roster and they really feel like they overachieved this year. As this total continues to drop, down to 201.5. Somebody's listening to McKenzie and you, AJ.
Yeah. McKenzie, you kind of feel the same way about the Heat?
Yeah, I mean, Kyle Lowry, $29 million a year. He's just not Kyle Lowry that he was 5 years ago. I feel like they're kind of trapped in this current iteration.
Yeah, so this is kind of the last breath for the Miami Heat. And we've been saying they're dogs. They fight to the bitter end. And I'm sure they'll put up a fight tonight. They won't have any of my money behind them when they do, because I just think this Celtics team, it feels like the Heat are out of gas and the Celtics are preparing for this showdown with the Warriors. So,
and in that showdown, current number, if that is indeed the showdown, it'll be Golden State minus 140 will be the opening number. Boston plus 120, courtesy Westgate.
You feel value one way or the other there?
I'm sticking
with the Celtics.
Sticking
huh?
with the Celtics. Gave them out 10-1 2 weeks ago.
All right. If you missed any of today's show, including a breakdown of how incredible it is that the Warriors are where they are, check out the podcast at foxsportsradio.com. We're going to be back on Tuesday, 6 Eastern, 3 o'clock Vegas time. The NBA Finals will be set. He's Steve Fezzik. I'm AJ Hoffman. We are straight out of Vegas right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine. or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.